Roundup of Mid-Essex News Snippets. Here is the collection of snippets created by the summary of items you would otherwise have missed hearing about. Granny knows best was the message as residents of a Halstead care home shared their tips and advice for a carer soon to welcome a new addition to her life. Revathi Mohan, who works at Colne View Care Home, enjoyed the advice at a fun afternoon with games including guess the weight of the baby and guess the size of the bump. She said, "I'm extremely grateful to the residents and fellow team members for such a lovely baby shower. It's been really helpful to hear everyone's tips and advice. I'm so excited." Latest plans have been submitted for a change of use of tea room at the Sailing Club clubhouse in Burnham to a retirement home. Previous applications seeking to change the property into a house, as well as subsequent appeals, have been unsuccessful. The plans say there would be no parking for vehicles and access to the property would be by public right of way. Maldon District Council will rule on the plans at a later date. Pupils from Great Dunmo have been declared joint winners of Uttlesford District Indoor Athletics Championships. Great Dunmo Primary School and Dame Bradbury's Junior School in Saffron Walden were both declared winners after a close competition of 24 track and field events at Lord Butler Leisure Centre, Saffron Walden. They both qualified for the Essex County Finals. Headingham Castle has been named as the country's top-rated castle to get married in from 70 and analysed through planning website hitched.co.uk. Co-owner Demetra Lindsay said, "To have nearly 400 five-star reviews on Hitched is both incredible and a true testament to the amazing team we have here at Headingham." Rubidol Powell, 18, an apprentice at Lipstick and Lock Salon in Halstead High Street, has been nominated for the National Apprentice of the Year Gong at the UK Hair and Beauty Awards. The red carpet event will take place at the International Convention Centre in Centenary Square, Birmingham, on June the 1st. Proposals to restrict parking near Ormiston Rivers Academy in Burnham are currently out for consultation. They are designed to prevent school-run traffic parking too close to the junctions and cause visibility issues. A fourth novel is being released by Silver End author T.G. Trooper on March the 1st. Perfect Strangers is the first in a series of three unconnected horror stories to be released during 2024. New home sales have started at the 262 property Westcombe Park development, which straddles Heybridge and Maldon. The first selection, including 2, 3 and 4 bedroom designs, priced from £347,500, were available to reserve from the weekend. Planning approval has been given for a Tiptree company making timber windows and doors to expand. The expansion is set to bring with it a number of economic and social benefits, as well as improving the efficiency and functionality of the business, according to a spokesman for Mumford & Wood. A cluster of buildings and land near Alderford Watermill could now be transformed into an executive-style house after being sold for £218,000. The Sybil Headingham site was due to be auctioned but was sold in a private deal with planning permission before the event. Media equipment has been installed at Old Park Meadow Natural Burial Ground in Dunmo so people can take part remotely in their own homes. Edgewood Veterinary Group says their new Althorn surgery will be opening on Monday, March the 4th. Appointments can be made through the phone number of the existing Burnham premises.